Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
John and Ken Show. John Cobell, Ken Shampoo, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, welcome everybody into another day of this. Predictably, it was our big story yesterday and has been for a while, except the new wrinkle is the emergence of the L.A. County Sheriff, Alex Villanueva, into the homeless problem. Beginning with Venice, he had announced a week or so ago that he decided it's time for someone to act on these encampments. They are ruining public areas. So yesterday was the day when some deputies, along with some outreach workers from their mental health team, started walking around Venice and talking to people, trying to figure out if they can direct them somewhere else. Drug rehab, alcohol rehab, a hotel room, whatever. So you wait for the next day, and the parade of articles began. The El Segundo Times, the LA Daily News all weighed in on this move. And what do you think? A lot of comments. It's a stunt. It's politics. They're not really going to do anything. They're just trying to, they drag Buscaino into this, the LA City Councilman who's running for mayor. They're just doing this to get attention. They have no real solutions. Blah, blah, blah. Sprinkled in there, though, a few Venice residents were like, who were saying, oh my God, what a relief. Somebody is doing something. And that's key here because this will hopefully wake people up. They have to step forward and demand action. And if Villanueva is the first guy to take a chance and doing something, you got to back him.
The Los Angeles Times headline, Sheriff Villanueva deploys deputies to Venice encampments. But is he overstepping his authority?
And then they call in Lori Levinson.
There's a three-headed clown that wrote this named Aileen Chekmedian, Doug Smith, and Kevin Rector. Now, when I saw this story, and I knew they were going to write this, right? It was the first question I had weeks ago. Can he do this? The thing is, when you ask that question, is he overstepping his authority? It sounds like he is.
But he's not.
But you get into the story, and yeah. It's a long story. There isn't a single paragraph where anyone raises any legal objection to this because he can do this. And yeah. And the only person who objects is the, I didn't know Lori Levinson was still with us.
Yeah, Lori Levinson, professor at Loyola Law School. She's got a daughter that does this now too, right?
I thought she replaced her, Jessica. Do they ever, these lazy newspaper reporters
ever they go
ever
to the same legal expert every freaking time?
Same woman they roll out every time and whatever she says goes?
And she gave a non-answer. It's problematic if the sheriff is unilaterally taking the lead on issues just because the city's within the county. If it's critical of their efforts, he should work with them. It should not be a turf fight.
Well, she said the sheriff has the jurisdiction across L.A. County, but city officials and LAPD typically take the lead on handling issues within the city, except they're not taking the lead. So the implication is he does have the right to it. And what is the word problematic? This is the trendiest word among woke holes, is to say, I'm sorry, I believe that's problematic. It means you committed some kind of grave error. It's problematic.
The new one I picked out today, it's not new, but I mean, they're using it way too much, is the old tone deaf. It's tone deaf.
I don't know what that means.
It means you're not reading the room correctly. You're not hearing and seeing what's going on. And you're saying things that are contradictory to the mood.
I thought maybe he was singing badly. I've never gotten that phrase.
By the way,
another
that's
one
dealing
of those...
with VP Harris, which we'll talk about later. But
one of those,
I saw that one today, and I did the same thing you did. The steam was coming out of my ears. Oh, not tone deaf. I hate that.
No, that's a music term, so stop it. Because you can't hear music right.
The interesting thing that happened from both these stories, and particularly the El Segundo Times, is that a new character entered the picture, and we kind of wondered what he was thinking. But, of course, he's a puppet. I'm talking about the LAPD chief, Michael Moore, because Venice would be his territory.
Right.
But because he's appointed by the mayor and the city council, So here's what he says. Villanueva told him 2 weeks ago he was planning to send his department's homeless outreach team to Venice, and that after a few weeks, deputies would begin arresting those who refused to leave the encampments. In case you don't know, Villanueva has set a July 4th deadline for these people to move on. Villanueva said Monday he'd like the boardwalk to be cleared by July 4th. When told of this, Moore said the LAPD officers would not assist sheriff's deputies in clearing encampments unless Garcetti or the city council gave him a directive to do so.
Moore
does not wish to get embroiled in a dispute.
Yes.
But that, to me, means he'll stay out of the way, too.
Right, because he can't block Villanueva. He has no power to block Villanueva. Nobody does.
He wishes Villanueva would have gone about the boardwalk deployment with less fanfare and less of a visual display of deputies.
Oh, really? Is this from the guy who took a knee with the Black Lives Matter crowd last year?
Yeah, that's right. You talk about a visual. Yeah.
Yeah. When it was his theatrics pandering to Black Lives Matter, he was right there taking the knee, right?
He did take a knee last May. Yeah. I'm going to avoid the politics and the theater that's going on between our elected officials. I'm going to stay focused on what's important, and that's the safety of L.A. Do you think this is about, Moore? People in Venice are screaming, there's no safety.
He's incredibly...
That's a tone-deaf statement.
Tone-deaf. He's incredibly weak.
I think I used that right.
Imagine how weak you must be when Garcetti pushes you around. It's like the weakest kid in school beating up on the second weakest kid in school.
This is an argument for elected officials, because that's the reason Villanueva is doing what he's doing. He doesn't answer to anybody. Now, the LA County Board of Supervisors thinks they have control of him because it's budgetary, but they don't, really.
No, that was another...
And they want him out, and he's not going.
That was another fake issue. They were looking into ways that they could fire him. And that was over a year ago. I guess they didn't find any ways.
Right. And now the dopey LA Democratic Party, whatever they are, has announced that they want Villanueva to resign.
It doesn't matter. They don't have the power either. We live in a world where people issue proclamations and resolutions, and they make all kinds of loud statements. They don't have any power. Villanueva actually has the power, and they're all afraid he's going to use it. You know, this crowd is going, well, we'll see. This is theatrics. This is a stunt. Well, if you really thought it was a stunt, you wouldn't care. You wouldn't say a word, right? Because that meant he's not going to do it. Oh, he's just trying to get votes. It's like, really? Then what? No. But why are you so agitated about it? Why is Bonin sent out 15 tweets yesterday, one of them denouncing us?
Yes.
That what was the thing? That Villanueva was engaged in a nefarious lie amplified by John and Ken. Ooh, a nefarious lie.
Hmm.
And he's upset because one of the lies is that progressives created this situation. Well, what was really funny is all the responses on Twitter to him. There was a lot of people going, hey, I'm a progressive. You did create the situation. This is embarrassing for progressives. Because Bonin is single-handedly responsible for this, along with Garcetti, because they could have Chief Moore send the LAPD in like they did in Echo Park Lake. For the life of me, I don't know why they did Echo Park Lake, because that laid the precedent, the template. Don't tell me you can't do it. Don't tell me it's illegal. Don't tell me about a court decision. Don't tell me anything. You did it there. You can do it in Venice.
That's the bind that they're in. They did find a couple of people that appreciated Villanueva's move. Brian Ulf, not Alf, but Ulf, ULF, president of SHARE! A nonprofit that provides permanent supported housing for disabled people, said this is a breath of fresh air. And he claims two people were referred to him by deputies and they agreed to move into his group's housing. So there we go. At least two people have been removed.
Two down, 2,000 to go.
Exactly. And then Connie Brooks, a member of Friends of Venice Boardwalk. This is big, she said. But predictably, this being the El Segundo Times, they found Linda Lux. Linda Lux, great name, a local activist who served on the Venice Neighborhood Council and has lived near the boardwalk for 45 years, echoed Chief Moore's criticism of the sheriff. She said Villanueva is up for re-election next year, is not actually offering solutions. What's happening really? Now is who's going to ride in on the biggest white horse with the biggest white hat to save the day for political expediency? Two cops shooting blanks.
This is gibberish. What happens when he does it? Because it's not complicated. The way he lays it out, assuming he's telling the truth, is he's offering him outreach. He's offering him a bed. That satisfies any judge's requirement. And he says, we have plenty of empty beds in all the motels that the city gave money to. He said the best business to be in recently was to be a motel owner. The city, the state, was giving them money for that stupid Operation Room Key, but they weren't sending any homeless people there. So the rooms are paid for and empty. And he says, you know how many empty buildings we own that the city and the county owns? We could be filling those buildings up with people. Well, if that's all true, it means they could have cleaned this thing up a long, long time ago. They chose not to. And that, I guarantee you, we're going to find out. The final story on this is they could have taken care of this long, long time ago, and they chose not to.
No, and they used the cover of the pandemic to completely stand down. And what they used to do is they used to go in and just clean up the encampments, and then they'd let everybody come back in. They stopped doing that, too, and that's when things got super disgusting.
No, it is so, so filthy, foul, and gross in Venice right now.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.